From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Presiden Joko Widodo inaugurates Pura Agung Besakih in Bali. Minister Ida Fauzia affirms government helps self-employed workers to have competitive wages. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where the Indonesian President Joko Widodo and First Lady Iriana arrived in Bali province for a working visit to inaugurate the Besakih Temple's sacred area facilities in Karangasem Regency, Bali on Monday. He requested that the infrastructures at the largest temple in Bali be properly managed. President Joko Widodo directed that after the facility was inaugurated, competent management must be prepared so that later all interests related to Pura Agung Besakih can be bridged. He suggested that in its management, it should provide an opportunity for Besakih Village, Besakih Traditional Village, and the community to engage and contribute. The Indonesian government is improving the skills of self-employed workers, or TKMs, to make them more resilient and competitive and enable them to create sustainable new work opportunities. This was stated by Minister of Manpower Ida Fauzia in a statement received on Sunday. Speaking at the opening of the 2023 TKM Festival in Jakarta on Saturday, Minister Fauzia explained that her side continues to hold dialogue with business players to ensure inclusive job opportunities in the formal sector. In addition, the government provides assistance for self-employed workers, including those in micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs. She emphasizes that MSMEs are not only supporting actors in the national economy, but also a crucial pillar for economic recovery during crisis. At the festival, theme Independent Women for Improving Indonesian Civilization, Minister Fauzia invited all stakeholders to support TKMs and encourage entrepreneurship to create productive and sustainable opportunities for the Indonesian workforce. Chairperson of the Indonesian Football Association PSSI Erick Thohir has reviewed Manahan Stadium's renovation progress and assured that the stadium in Solo City Central Java is ready to host the 2023 Federation Internationale de Football Association FIFA Under-20 World Cup. Erick Thohir, who is also the Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, assessed on Sunday. He emphasized that the successful implementations of the Under-20 World Cup will become the nation's pride. He also said that Indonesia, along with other Asian countries, aims to become the host of the 2034 FIFA World Cup for the seniors' men's team. Hence, Indonesia's opportunity to host the 2023 FIFA Under-20 World Cup, which is the second largest FIFA tournament, should be optimized. He added that the Under-20 World Cup will be held from May 20 to June 11, 2023. Indonesia proposes that the tournament will be conducted in 6 stadiums. Let's continue with the international news, where the South Korea and the United States kicked off their largest joint military exercises in 5 years on Monday, after nuclear-armed Pyongyang warned such drills could be seen as a declaration of war. Washington and Seoul have ramped up defense cooperation in the face of growing threats from North Korea, which has conducted a series of banned weapons tests in recent months. the U.S.-South Korea's exercises called Freedom Shield are scheduled to run for at least 10 days from Monday and will focus on the changing security environment due to the North Korea's redoubled aggressions, the ally said. New Chinese Premier Li Xiang sought to reassure the country's private sector on Monday, saying that the environment for entrepreneurial businesses will improve and that equal treatment will be given to companies, regardless of the ownership type. Li, the former Communist Party's chief of Shanghai, was installed as a premier on Saturday. During the annual sessions of China's parliament and its task with reviving the world's second-largest economy after 3 years of COVID-19 curbs, making his public debut in a wide-ranging media conference, the closely ally of President Xi Jinping said China will take measures to boost jobs and urge officials at the levels to make friends with entrepreneurs. Iran's mission to the United Nations says a breakthrough agreement with Saudi Arabia restoring bilateral relations will help bring a political settlement to Yemen's year-long war. Iranian state media reported on Sunday. Iran and Saudi Arabia agreed Friday to re-establish diplomatic relations and reopen their embassies after 7 years of tensions that brought the two regional powerhouses to the brink of conflict and fueled tensions across the region. Citing a statement from Iran's UN missions, IRNA news agency said the deal with Saudi Arabia would accelerate efforts to renew an expired ceasefire deal, help start a national dialogue, and form an inclusive national government in Yemen. Michelle Yeoh has made history. On Monday morning Indonesia time, the 60-year-old Malaysian star became the first Asian to win a Best Actress trophy at the Academy Awards for playing Evelyn Wang in the sci-fi comedy film Everything Everywhere All at Once. The film entered the Oscars race this year with a leading 11 nominations and swept 7 awards in all, including Best Pictures, Best Directors, Best Film Editing, and Best Original Screenplay. In the movie, Yeoh plays an ex-aspirated Chinese migrant laundromat owner struggling to finish her taxes. Listener, now let's move on to a diplomatic corner. An Indonesian embassy in Moscow facilitates an exhibition of Indonesian arts and cultures in Torosok. The Indonesian Embassy in Moscow, along with a number of elements, holds the two countries' exhibition, Loyalty to Tradition, at the Ethnographic Museum of Torzok City, Tver Province, Russia. In this exhibition, visitors can enjoy a collection of 20 pieces of batik cloth from various regions in Indonesia, such as golek puppet, wooden statues, and handicrafts from Indonesia, which are accompanied by various paintings by Russian painters and cultural objects in the museum collection. In a press release last Saturday, it was explained the two countries, the Loyalty to Traditions, is a collaboration of the Indonesian Embassy in Moscow, the Torzok Ethnographic Museum, the Friendship Society with Indonesia, the Russian Association for International Cooperation, and the Art Project Through the Eyes of an Artist, and will be held until April 19, 2023. Representing the Indonesian ambassador to Moscow at the opening of the exhibition, Deputy Head of Representative Berlian Helmi stated that the art of batik is a Japanese tradition that has been hundreds of years old and then developed in other regions in Indonesia. Berlian hopes that through this exhibition, the Russian people will understand more about Indonesian culture so that opportunities for cooperation in other fields between the two countries can be opened up. Meanwhile, Acting Mayor of Torzok, S.V. Kulaginin, in a written remark read by Natalia Golubieva, Deputy Head of the Culture Service for the City of Torzok, said that through this collaborative exhibition of traditional objects from Indonesia and Russia, visitors can witness the unique culture of each country. During the opening of the exhibition, music and dance performances by the folklore group Kalina from Torzok City, led by Natalia Nevechenkova, and batik dances were performed by two dancers from Kirana Nusantara Dance, assisted by the Indonesian Embassy in Moscow, and Japanese songs, with the minus one fiddle performed by the Indonesian Embassy staffed in Moscow, Trikoyo. Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We begin today in history with the event on March 13, 1975, when Ali Sastro Amidjojo passed away. Raden Ali Sastro Amidjojo was the 8th and 10th Prime Minister of Indonesia for two different periods, between 1953 to 1955 and 1956 to 1957. In 1928, Ali Sastro Amidjojo, along with Suyudi, opened a lawyer's office. They and Sukiman published the Janget magazine in Surakarta City. Then Ali Sastro Amidjojo entered politics in the Indonesian National Party PNI, led by Sukarno, and served as general chairman. Ali Sastro Amidjojo is a prominent Indonesian freedom fighter. He passed away at the age of 71 on March 13, 1975. Let's move it on to the next event in 1988, when the Seikan Tunnel officially was opened. The Seikan Tunnel in Japan has a total length of 53.86 km and is 23.3 km below the seabed. The tunnel is the longest underwater tunnel in the world. The Seikan Tunnel, that was built in Sugaru Strait, is a connecting line between Aomori and Hakodate, Japan. The Seikan Tunnel serves as a railroad line that connects Aomori prefectures on Honshu Island and Hokkaido Island, Japan. The tunnel is located at the depth of 100 meters below the seabed and 240 meters below sea level. The construction of this tunnel was motivated by a typhoon in 1954 in the Sugaru Strait, which killed 1,430 people. We entered in history with the event in 1992 when Erzincan earthquake hit Turkey. On March 13, 1992, an earthquake with a magnitude of 6.8 rocked Erzincan, Turkey. The earthquake was followed by two other strong earthquakes, killing around 498 people and 2,000 others being injured. The victims were not only carried out by a team sent by the Turkish government, but also involved an international rescue team.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan witnessed the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between Indonesia and the United Kingdom for the purchase of the Indonesian wood products with a total value of $112 million. The signing was carried out between 10 Indonesian companies and 2 British companies. Minister Zulkifli Hasan's presence at the event was part of a series of activities from working visit to London, England, which took place from March 7 to 9, 2023. Zulkifli Hasan, through a written statement last Thursday, March 9, welcomed the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding between Indonesian and British companies. The product that British companies are interested in are paper and wood products, which include doors or door frames and their components, as well as cladding. According to Minister Zulkifli Hasan, England is one of the important partners for Indonesia. He believes there is a lot of potentials for trade and economic cooperation between the two countries that can still be developed. Zulkifli Hasan is pleased to see that Indonesian wood products continue to be in demand by British public. Based on data from the Indonesian Central Statistics Agency, which has been processed by the Ministry of Trade, in 2022, the total value of trade between Indonesia and the UK reached $2.7 billion, an increase of around 5% compared to 2021. In 2022, wood products are one of Indonesia's main export commodities to the UK with a value of $177.8 million. England ranks 6th as the destination for Indonesian timber exports to the world. In the same year, Indonesian paper products exported to the UK reached $59.8 million. Zulkifli Hasan said Indonesia and the UK have an agreement on forest law enforcement, Government and Trade Voluntary Partnerships Agreement, or FLECTVPA. This proves that Indonesian timbers is ensured to be illegal and sustainable. It is hoped that all of Indonesia's efforts will benefit the economy and people of both countries.
Voice of Indonesia.
masa lalu tak dapat ku menghadapi masa lalu.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to Koaba Island, or also known as Kalong Island, which is located not far from Komodo National Park. Is included in the Seven Wonders of the World and is a great habitat for giant bats, or also called kalong or big bats, which inhabit a row of exotic trees on the island. Even though it is inhabited by thousands of bats, many visitors say it is a little difficult to meet the bats because they are the nocturnal ones. However, you can try to see around 6 p.m. Koaba Island is located in Manggarai Regency, precisely in the Meliling Protected Forest Area in Labuan Bajo. To get to this island with thousands of fruit bats, if you depart by plane, there are direct or transit flights to Manggarai Regency. First, if you want to travel to Bali Island, you can use a plane from Jakarta Soekarno-Hatta Airport when transiting in Denpasar, followed by a flight to Labuan Bajo, or with a slightly longer route from Jakarta Kupang, then proceed to Ruteng and continue by public land transportation. However, to be faster, there are direct flights from Jakarta to Labuan Bajo and continue by land transportation. Listener, there are no lodging facilities on this island, so it is highly recommended for you to enjoy several diving spots in the island area while waiting for the appearance of the creatures of the night. Thereby, tourism managers near the port have provided rental masks, fins, buoys, gas cylinders to diving and swimming suits to enjoy the beauty of the sea around the island. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Tulus rasa hati ini untukmu, percayalah ku menyayangimu, akan ku beri semua hidupku untuk membuatmu selalu bahagia. Jika kau mencintaiku, katakanlah. Bila kau hanya milikku, yakinkanlah. Ku ingin kau menjadi milikku selama-lamanya. Dan tak pernah ku lepaskan. Bahagia dan hadirmu selalu hanya untukku, kita akan selalu bersama. Jika kau mencintaiku, katakanlah. Bila kau hanya milikku, yakinkanlah. Selama-lamanya. Dan tak pernah ku lepaskan.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about ordering food, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Saya Minta Kecap Manis. Saya Minta Kecap Manis, which means I ask for sweet soy sauce. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a waitress. Dev feels that the fried rice is less sweet. Let's listen to the conversation.
Nasi gorengnya kurang manis. Saya minta kecap manis.
Baik, mohon tunggu.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Minta, minta, which means ask for. Kecap manis, which means sweet soy sauce. Saya minta kecap manis. Saya minta kecap manis, which means I ask for sweet soy sauce. In the conversation, you hear the sentence Saya minta kecap manis. Saya minta kecap manis, which means I ask for sweet soy sauce. In the sentence, there is the word saya minta, which means I ask for. It is used to deliver a request. In the sentence, it is used to ask for sweet soy sauce to the waitress. To deliver a request, the expression saya minta, which means I ask for, is followed by something requested. Namely, in this case, is kecap manis, which means sweet soy sauce. To make the request more polite, you can deliver a request by adding the word boleh, which means can. For example, boleh saya minta garam, which means, can I have salt? There are various kinds of soy sauce in Indonesia, such as sweet soy sauce, and fish soy sauce. To get soy sauce with the preferred specific flavor, you should mention the type. For example, ketchup asin, which means soy sauce. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Nasi gorengnya kurang manis. Saya minta kecap manis.
Baik, mohon tunggu.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
bersua. Sekian lama kita terpisah untuk wujudkan mimpi-mimpi yang terindah. Ingatkah saat bersama susah senang dibagi rasa. Kisah ini takkan ku lupa, dan biarlah menjadi kenangan indah. Oh, engkaulah sahabat sejati terbaik yang ada di hati. Senang ku bisa melihatmu di sini. Engkaulah sahabat sejati yang selalu ku nanti. Mari bersama kita rayakan pertemuan ini. Sama kita rayakan pertemuan ini. Engkaulah sahabat sejati terbaik yang ada di hati. Senang ku bisa melihatmu di sini. Engkaulah sahabat sejati yang selalu ku nanti. Mari bersama kita rayakan pertemuan ini. Mari bersama kita rayakan pertemuan ini. Mari bersama kita rayakan pertemuan ini.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Done by Keroncong Nesya. The song, which was composed by Eros Chandra, was released in 1999 and popularized by an Indonesian band, Sheila on 7. The song Done tells about a person's regret for the mistakes he made to break the hearts that he loved. He's willing to do anything to return happiness by separation. Well, listener, here is Keroncong Nation with the Keroncong song entitled Done. Enjoy the song.
Sedia kala di mana kau bisa bercanda dan
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kamu yang aku butuhkan untuk jadi teman hidupku. Bidadari tak bersayap datang padaku, dikirim Tuhan dalam wujud wajah kamu. Dikirim Tuhan dalam wujud diri kamu. Sungguh tenang ku rasa saat bersamamu. Sederhana namun indah kau mencintaiku. Sederhana namun indah kau mencintaiku. Sampai habis umurku, sampai habis usia, maukah dirimu jadi teman hidupku? Kaulah satu di hati, kau yang teristimewa. Maukah dirimu hidup denganku? Diam-diam aku memandangi wajahnya. Tuhanku sayang sekali wanita ini. Tuhanku sayang sekali wanita ini. Sampai habis nyawaku, sampai habis usia, maukah dirimu jadi teman hidupku? Kaulah satu di hati, kau yang teristimewa. Maukah dirimu hidup denganku? Katakan yes I do, jadi teman hidupku. Du 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 du, du 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 du. Teman hidupku, kau lah satu di hati, kau yang teri.
katakan yes I do. Hiduplah denganku, jadi teman hidupku.
Yes, I do.
Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia.
People tend to judge on the things they don't even know about my life, and all the headache keeps coming in, comes and go without knowing. not surprised. No wonder you hate with no reason why. Just got up in stories that are passing by. There's no point digging all the lies that are just crunching someone's life. Now I'm a warrior, gotta hold my head up high. I'm a getting stronger, and nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming. Now I'm a warrior, gotta hold my head up high. I'm a getting stronger, and nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming, coming. Keep it coming. Keep it coming, keep it coming. I'm a warrior.
Programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI _official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI _official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.